This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
844, 16 till 9. Do a quick reset here in case you're just getting in the car or just tuning in. President Trump on a Fox Morning News today said that they have the shooter in custody and that they think they have him, that he was turned in by a family member or people that recognized him and said, I think that's him. And we're awaiting a press conference from the FBI, an FBI update, I should say. I don't know if it'll be a press conference or not. And that was supposed to start a while ago, but still nothing. So if anything happens, we'll let you know. Just wanted to keep you apprised of what's happening. That was in the Charlie Kirk shooting that they made the arrest. I don't know if I said that or not. Michelle Berg joins us now, Vice President of Customer Service for Entergy. Good morning, Ms. Berg. How are you?
Hey, Tommy. Good morning. Doing well. Hope you're the same.
I am. I'm doing fine. A power zone. We're doing great.
Sun is shining. Life is good.
Win-win, everybody. I got power, and you're selling electricity. So could it get any better than that?
Absolutely not. It's a good day.
Let's talk about Louisiana 100.
Yeah, no, appreciate the opportunity to be on this morning. And really wanted to let you and your viewers know we're celebrating a birthday this year. So and a big birthday, a milestone birthday. Entergy Louisiana is 100 years old this year. Mm-hmm. You know, our history dates back to a gentleman by the name of Harvey Couch, creating a generator up in North Louisiana and starting to build the backbone of the system out. And so to honor that and to celebrate that, you know, we're looking back a century of service here in the state, but really looking forward to commit to the next 100 years that we hope to be serving the great communities all across the state.
Well, I'll be here for it, Michelle. So I want to make sure that, you know, I can have some things to look forward to in my next 100 years of life. Let's talk about some of the things. Like, I know, what, one for Louisiana pocketbooks?
Yeah. So it's a 6-point plan. We're committing to all of the great residents across the state that we serve. Certainly for pocketbooks, you know, the goal is to create the right mechanisms and to invest in the right way to keep rates low, harden the grid, certainly play the role that we play creating economic development wins across the state, bringing new jobs, providing new opportunities for residents all across the state, and then to give back, right? We don't exist without the communities we serve. You know, our poles and our wires are all throughout the community, so wanting to be seen as good partners to all of our customers across the state.
And it takes a lot of different things, a lot of different ways to generate electricity. Let's talk about For Louisiana Power, point number two.
Yeah, so, you know, we've got right now an effort that we've kicked off over the past year. Really pleased with you know, partnership with our LPSC commissioners to approve a grid hardening plan. So we kicked that off last year. $2 billion that we're putting back into the system all across the state to make sure that our infrastructure can withstand whatever Mother Nature may bring our way. You know, we're certainly blessed so far to have gotten through this hurricane season without a major threat. You know, while we recognize that, we certainly keep an eye on the long-term forecast. We're not going to let our guard down now that we're halfway through the month. But, you know, every pole that we're investing in, every opportunity we have to harden the grid, because we recognize we've got to get the power back on quickly after the storm so that, you know, our communities, our customers can get back on their feet, because you really can't do that without power right after the storm.
But to be fair, and it happened in my neighborhood, and I was very patient and appreciative of it, you have to make some repairs sometimes, which means plan power outages so that you can make the system more resilient for the next storm that comes, right?
Yes, and we appreciate your patience, right? With progress sometimes comes some interruptions, if you will, and we appreciate all the patience that our customers show as we work to make the grid harder and more resilient in the face of the storm.
You got to fix it sometime. Let's talk about Louisiana Prosperity.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. The average person may not know all of the work Entergy does behind the scenes with our state partners and with our regional economic development partners to really make our system ready and attractive for major industry businesses, small and large alike, to want to come to this state. And, you know, the role that we play is making sure they have access to clean, affordable electricity, so they want to come build their business here and create jobs and all the ripple-on effects with tag-along businesses and the like. So we are doubling down and committing to $100 billion of new industrial projects that we seek to serve over the next several years. You know, you've seen some major announcements recently in the news with the Meta facility up in North Louisiana that we're very, very proud to have the opportunity to serve, Hyundai Steel over in Ascension Parish, and the list goes on. And really, while I've got the floor, just want to make sure all of your viewers know, you know, there's some rumors out there that, you know, connecting the Meta facility will result in bills going up, and that's false. You know, the opportunity for us to serve that customer and to have more people buying electricity in the state really makes electricity more affordable for everybody. And with that, you know, the cost of recovering after the storm, the cost of hardening the grid, all of those charges that are on bills are going to be reduced by 10% just by having the Meta facility take power from us in the next few years. So we're really, really excited about that. And just want to make sure that all of your viewers know that connecting that facility to our system and building out our infrastructure to serve it is going to result in bills actually going down for residents all across the state.
That is some good news. Let me take a break. We come back, we'll talk about the next three components of this. We're talking to Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service for Entergy Louisiana. Entergy Louisiana, right? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, right. 850, 10 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 8:56, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service, talking about Louisiana 100 plan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've gotten through three spokes of the wheel. Let's pick it up with number four, Michelle.
Thank you, Tommy. Just to wrap up quickly, you know, the other commitments that we're making certainly to our customers all across the state is to be seen and to be a great partner to the communities we serve. So through corporate social responsibility, through philanthropic dollars, really doubling down and over the next several years investing $100 million in shareholder dollars. These are not ratepayer dollars or customer dollars, and shareholder dollars to charities and nonprofits all across this great state, because we know we don't prosper unless We have good community involvement in having, you know, solid communities that we're serving. And then finally, you know, our employees live and work in all of the communities we serve. And so volunteerism is part of how we work. And, you know, the other, I guess, final tenet of the program is to be giving back in the form of volunteerism and to make sure that, you know, our employees are vested and are seen in the communities we serve as giving back and, you know, helping to contribute to the prosperity of our community.
When I am 100 plus whatever I am now, and we look at this 100 years from now, what are the trends showing, Michelle? And you didn't come on to talk about this, but I'm just curious as far as power generation. Is it an alternative means? Is it something that's yet to be developed? Is it nuclear?
Yeah, I mean, there's unprecedented demand for electricity right now.
And it's only going to improve. Only going to increase, rather.
Right. Over the next several years, as additional customers are looking to grow here in the state of Louisiana, which, again, is awesome because it creates jobs and economic prosperity for all. You know, we're constantly looking at how we can incorporate new, more modern generation into our fleet. You know, we've announced we're going to be building some new power plants all across this state. And certainly we're very mindful of new technology as it's evolving. So whether that's advances in renewable generation, certainly advances in nuclear generation, which we're a proud owner-operator, safe owner-operator of several nuclear reactors across the Entergy footprint, and certainly here in the state of Louisiana. We're keeping an eye on that, and we're certainly continuing to monitor and explore what alternative generation resources we may be able to bring on over the next several years.
And real quick, while the power's on and cooler heads are prevailing, when it relates to, as it relates to storm and maintenance and everything else, you guys are in business to sell power, so you do everything you can to keep the power on, correct?
Correct, right. And certainly we recognize any time without power is an inconvenience, and we don't take that for granted, nor do we take that lightly. Our goal, just like you said, right, we're not making money when the lights aren't on. And so certainly, you know, we strive to keep the lights on 24/7, 365. And certainly when the lights do go off, it's not something that we take lightly. And our teams work really hard all day long, year in, day out, to make sure that our grid is as reliable and as resilient as it can be in the face of whatever Mother Nature is going to bring its way.
All the difference in the world when it's planned and you can count on it. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it. Michelle Berg, Vice President of Customer Service, Louisiana 100 Plan. You go to energylouisiana.com/100-plan. If you want to find out more about it, when we come back, we're going to talk to Ian McNulty. We're going to talk eating and drinking for the time speaking, or eating and drinking around the city. He had jury duty last week, couldn't be with us, but he's back. And then we'll talk to JR taking Vegas, get some weekend winners for you. Plus, the latest on the capture, as it's being reported, of the shooter, the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk. Ian McNulty next with the news update here on WWE and Ozan on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.